Well, welcome everybody to our Wednesday night service on this somewhat balmy Colorado evening. Welcome Australia. Welcome the South. Welcome all of you who I can't all see yet, but it's wonderful to have BC is here this evening. It's nice to have you here. So to begin our service, I have asked Cece Foster to open our time with a prayer.
Thank you, Jane. So I'll just invite everyone to close your eyes and just go within and simply put our attention on the breath as we breathe in. We breathe in life itself, that invisible force that is everywhere present, that exists in all places at once, that is supreme love, wisdom, beauty, this breath of life that fills me now is the spirit of life, that presence, that power that I call God, that is the very source of my being, that is the source of each of us. We are each unique emanations of this universal being. We are one. It is in this oneness that I simply speak this word of prayer and creation and bless this time together, knowing that it is rich with love, insight, connection, and the beauty of life itself expressing as each of us. So grateful for this time, so grateful for our connection, so grateful for this life eternal, this life that is fully present right here and now in this space, in this service. I just allow it to be. So it is. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, Cece, for calling us into the present moment and into the reality that is. I want to bring to focus in our service tonight an expansion of the themes that were brought to focus on Sunday. David invited a number of us to speak about calling forth the divine from the God field present on earth. And a few of us spoke about how we do that and how we are doing that together. And David spoke about the bridge over troubled waters and the connection we all have of powerfully being conscious in our world, playing a part in setting the pattern by calling forth the divine, which is what was some of the themes of Sunday service. So I've called, Jim's going to play the slides from there. I called this service a continuation on the theme of the vibrational arc, generating and sustaining the sacred atmosphere of our home. I do believe David expanded quite a bit on this on Sunday about the responsibility we have to create the vibrational arc so that there's something steady, some experience of home for people to touch, people to know is real, people to experience and to participate in as a result of touching it, knowing it is their place and it's theirs to do as well. It's not like we're doing it, come watch. It's, let's do this together, as Cece said so beautifully in her prayer. So on Sunday, David used a number of words that carry a lot of vibrational sacred meaning that have to do with the vibrational arc. And Jim's going to put these up one by one. As I recall, this Sunday, David spoke about the bridge over troubled waters. We used that beautiful video that was created by Anna with photos from Sunrise Ranch, the purpose of which was we are holding that bridge over the troubled situation that this world finds itself in. I could go around and ask every square on this screen to name something that is in those waters. But most importantly, we are the bridge. We are providing a stable bridge over the troubled situation we find ourselves in. Another thing he mentioned was the vibrational arc. That there, he spoke a bit about the Ark of the Covenant and the high priests and the significance how in the days of the story in the Bible, there was a physical representation of the Ark, very specifically described in the Bible about the cherubim on either side and the mercy seat, place for compassion, and also the place where one sits to be in communion with heaven, to be in place so that there is a connection to, well, what was carried also in the Ark of the Covenant was the Ten Commandments. And at the time, that was an essential part of how the discipline came to be, which we've been speaking about. But the discipline to maintain the Ark is something we are designed to do. And in the expansion of our words on Sunday, we spoke more about what that means for us on this day. The other thing David spoke about, another thing, was sanctuary. Sanctuary is the quality of what's happening within the Ark, and it is the quality of home. When a person is residing vibrationally in the place where they are bringing the essences of heaven into the world. There was a physical ark in the Old Testament, and we're now talking about the experience of sanctuary and the vibrational pattern of the ark on this day. A place, as Joyce sang on Sunday, be still, lift up these hands to the sanctuary, lift up these lands to the sanctuary, and know that is not only our invitation, it is our responsibility and our privilege, and it's an exciting thing to know we're doing that together. Another thing he spoke about was a shrine. I have a lot of experience with shrines growing up in the church space that has dedicated to keep things holy, where a person can go to pray or a person can go to know communion. But that is also what's happening in this vibrational arc. He also spoke, about the holy place, which is the place where we should not depart. We live in the holy place. We create the ark as a result of living there. We provide sanctuary and not only experience it, but we welcome people into the sanctuary. And the result that happens from all this is one of the last things that he mentioned, which is Shekinah. Shekinah, the evidence of the one who dwells, the evidence of the people who are holding this vibrational space. All of us know something about this. This is not new language and it's not new to us, but it is an opportunity tonight, and it was on Sunday, to come together, know these words carry that vibrational invitation, and know that we have such an opportunity to do this in the world now, to transform what's happening. Last September, Oren spoke at a service about the Ark, and I wanted to read his words. This is from September last year. What is doing the work in creating this vibrational field is our collective attunement current right now. That's why I love attunement so much. Healing chant, energy circles, the form, reality practice, divine light, attunement cards, the prayer and the meditation. It's all imbued with the power to emanate a unified radiation. Together, we set down on the earth from heaven one tone called love to permeate in and at every level of reality. The Ark is built as a response to the unseen evolutionary urge of invisible source, encoded like spiritual DNA, descending into embodiment. The Ark, as it's being built, stands out almost like a blight against the landscape that people might wonder why on earth, in these dry hills and valleys, is there being constructed such a vessel? It stands out, doesn't seem like it belongs. The Ark is destined to be misunderstood, maybe even flat out rejected by the people of its time. Yet the ark represents the spiritual DNA of the new heaven. And if in the new earth the waters are flooding, that ark is going to rise. Whatever it is that's coming out from the invisible, from that spiritual DNA, is encoded with the perfect new heaven for the new earth that's coming into your life. It's not built out of the sand of old earth or pre-thunk thoughts of a dying world culture. The ark rises because one has let it. I thought he spoke with a lot of authority about the experience. He used more reference to Noah's ark in this one, you know, a physical boat that was built at a time where there was going to be flooding that obviously did stand out and did look like an anomaly in the world as it was. But it rose up because people let it. People who were on that ark had the experience of holding a vibrational environment on that ark, as they did with the Ark of the Covenant, to allow something of heaven to be known on earth. Back in 1987, Martin Exeter spoke these words from a service called the Vibrational Ark. We share these moments now, letting a certain quietness be our experience, stillness perhaps, because this is natural in the sanctuary. Noah built an ark. This was presumably supposed to have been in the form of a boat. We're not interested in what happened then, but in what is happening now, because there certainly is something to be created. We could call it an ark if we don't think of that as a boat, and if we don't think of it in terms of form. There is something to be created, and we ourselves have found ourselves being drawn together to participate, as we claim, in a creative process. Something is to be created. Why? Most people think of it simply as a body of people who get along together. There may be a body of people who get along better than most, but that is not the end and aim of things. There is something to be created. I suppose we might call it a vibrational ark, a sanctuary. I have spoken of this dome as being the setting for a sanctuary. But the sanctuary is here only because we bring it, if we bring it. So it is something not quite so tangible as this dome, for instance. It is necessary that there should be a flesh body of people drawn together, in order that there might be generated, by reason of that fact, the vibrational substance of the ark. These words were powerful to me when I heard them, and they are still powerful to me, because they remind me of the power of what can happen by reason of the fact of people being drawn together for this purpose. As we look at the chaos, the dysfunction, and the things that are falling apart in the world that we see now, this is to me the only reality that makes sense. And it is the thing that my life has invested in assisting in the building of this ark by participating in it and inviting all who are interested to participate in it. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to sign anything. You just have to do what this is about. And that is to create a sanctuary, to create a body of people who say this is what they want to be doing together in service to something much higher than the physical world we're in the midst of. So I'm going to have us go to small groups, but I just wanted to open the space for anyone on the service team here at Sunrise, if there's anything they'd like to offer before we go into the next part of our service. Okay. So we're going to go into small groups, and we're going to consider this vibrational picture that I've just painted. Jim's going to put us in small groups of four. We have about 20 minutes. And my question for us to consider is, how do you maintain an atmosphere that provides a bridge and creates a vibrational arc? Secondly, What can you do to magnify that atmosphere? And thirdly, what destroys that atmosphere? So we have 20 minutes in groups of four. How do you maintain an atmosphere that provides a bridge and creates a vibrational arc? What can you do to magnify that atmosphere, and what destroys that atmosphere? Jim has put these questions in the chat in case you forget them, and he will now break us up into small groups of four.
Well, we talked a lot about a lot of things in our group, and I think the thing that probably innately always touches me the most is the arc that we either build or become conscious, super conscious of, and how we maintain those loving relationships with friends and with all the people that we care so deeply about, whether they're right outside our door or wherever they are in the world, that we become super or supra conscious of the power of that connection under all circumstances. And it's such a deep, deep blessing.
I think we had, that's so beautiful, Katie, because that touches what our experience was. I felt that the tangibility of the arc right in the moment with the people that I was with. For me, it brought such great joy. And the fact that we're able to express the reality of that arc in heart and mind, and that's exactly what happened, is conveying the awareness of what might block it, yes, but the dominant piece was the overarching reality of the presence of the arc among us. And then you could feel the larger body within that context. Here are four people, but then you could feel the texture of the whole as well. And that was with me Sunday morning in a strong way, and after as well. So thank you.
I want to speak to an experience with people of the best name I have for it right now is pure love. And I hope it's okay, Katie, if I tell your little story, but I mean, stop me if it's not.
She's nodding yes.
She's saying yes.
Okay, good. But she spoke of how on her morning walk, she's realized that Leanna is at home. I think you said in her living room, but anyway, at home, and Leanna has a porch. And what they've learned is that they can keep appropriately socially distance with Leanna inside and Katie on the porch, and then they can have a conversation. And Leanna doesn't have a lot of social contact, maybe more than most of us on the ranch. And I could just feel the loveliness of the interchange between the two. And what I heard in it was pure love. And what does that mean? It to me, it means that the people involved can allow something to pass between them that is free of prejudice or bias, free of any kind of angling in any direction, free of any kind of agenda, if you will, but simply is the loveliness of what's true emerging beautifully and freshly between them, with no particular outcome in mind other than just to allow for that to happen, and with a kind of a mutual care and appreciation and a sensitivity to the natural flow of communion between people. Anyway, it's precious to me how I have opportunity to share that in my life. And then I also reflect on how that can get spoiled in various ways by just all the raft of human elements that can come in and then just create something else. And then you're just into that. So that doesn't allow the bridge to be built and the arc to be present, the sense, a knowing of the fullness of the substance of communion that's otherwise natural.
Yeah, you definitely hit that one on the head, David. That's been up for me big time. And I found myself asking myself a question when I was finding myself slip away from divine presence recently in an interchange that I was having with somebody, and not letting the dizziness of the questions and the supposed to's and the expectations of other people and all of these other variables come into my mind that were keeping me away from actually experiencing the present moment. And when I caught myself in that and allowed that to release, it was like, the arc isn't just a connecting point. The arc is also something that purifies a space and sanctifies a space and like creates a hedge, if you will, around a container. And when I felt that lift and allowed presence to actually be experienced, I realized how safe I actually was and how much I trusted not just who I was with, but also myself in that space to amplify a deep state of care that was in communion with, right? Because I think that's kind of what happens when two people come into a deep state of care or a deep state of love with each other. It's not just communion with each other, it's communion with the essence itself, communion with love, communion with care itself. And then that becomes like the shaping of the hallowed space in some way. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. One of the things that's clear to me is, you know, I have a culture in my own upbringing that thinks of the ark, thinks of the shrine, thinks of all these things as quiet, holy, and protected. Like, don't move. Something might blow the atmosphere. And now what I think of when I think of the ark is it's a disco hall. It's a gourmet kitchen. It's a roller rink. It's a swimming pool. I mean, if we're not having a lot of fun on the ark, like, I'm really not all that interested, because these are the life-giving things, the joy of being in our bodies, the joy of being together, the joy of making food and feeding someone, the joy of being fed by someone, the joy of just embracing a person, which most of us aren't getting a whole lot of during this pandemic as it is. But there is something, as Dennis said in our small group, if you're not bringing yourself in, you actually are going to destroy the ark. If you don't bring your gifts, the ark will be desperate in need of the things that were yours to bring. And if you're not, you know, you can't buy a ticket to ride. You got to buy a ticket to steer. You've got to be participating at the level of creation and engagement and protection of your friends, but also your own heart. When stuff comes up, you know, those three simple questions, is it true, is it necessary, and is it kind, allows you to monitor the atmosphere, because sometimes something does need to be spoken for the creative process, not as an aspect or spirit of complaint, but as an engagement in the field, like, what's happening here? Barbara Marks Hubbard used to just say, what just happened? Or what's being birthed in this crisis that we might be experiencing? And if we in fact think that there's this haze that keeps it an ark or a sanctuary, we have to break through that culture and not think of some pre-thunk stuff as Oren was speaking about in September. Even all the things we consider the most holy need to be born anew through the people who own them and are living them. I remember giving a talk about attunement years ago, where I just said this one sentence: the attunement current is the same as the current of life. It's not, you don't only know the attunement current when you light a candle. And someone in the room was gasping as if, you know, that was sacrilege. But while there's something very profound and sacred about attunement, it's because it's the life current. It is something that's available to anyone. It's not something kept in a little box and when we need it, we'll just open it. I'll give you a little attunement. Here you go. You know, no, I'm sorry. That is not what I'm talking about. That's not what the arc is about as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know. And that's not the arc I'm in or creating. So we can pay attention a little bit to what makes the atmosphere fade or what isn't generative. But I invite you to be aware how you are designed to be a generator of blessing and archic substance. I'm allowed to make up words. It's very close to auric, but the substance of the arc. And I'll just leave space if there's another comment or two.
I'll talk. For me, what it's important in maintaining and creating an atmosphere is, first of all, for me, is invoking the Holy Spirit to activate the love, the blessing that I need to bring into any situation. The Ark definitely is a place of sacredness for me. And like I said in my group, I want the presence of Christ in it. And that Christ is not only, you know, a Christ that has to be seated down in front of me, but within me. And definitely, you know, I have been into, especially during this time, in a lot of storms and pain and sorrow, not only for myself in my beingness, but also in surrounding me. And that's the place that I want to be in the storm, is that pure love and blessing and protected sacredness, vibratory place that is going to be allowing me to really be in those situations. There's, of course, the La Via Positiva, which we call, you know, is the one that was describing Jane, which is full of joy, and we bring that too. But there's time that we just bring consolation, and sometimes we even bring fight, you know? It's not always beautiful. At least that my experience. But as long as it's with the vibration of love, which is, you know, the activating force of the Holy Spirit within me, all is well. Whatever is going to come, the consolation, the fight, or the joy, or the creativity, because we see it in like in four vias, four ways, and those are the ones that I'm describing, it's fine. The Holy Spirit in us always bring something new and renew the face of the earth. And that's, I think, what we are talking here about, being the bridge and being in the ark. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. One of the things that's coming to mind when David spoke about connection is this beautiful experience that we're having because we can't be physically close to each other. When somebody calls out, whether they're having surgery or their sister's dying or somebody's sick with cancer, and we have these amazing tools like attunement and some of the other healing modalities that are out there, and this beauty of connecting to people I've never met, this grace that comes when I'm on what's called Telegram groups. It's an app, and in different groups, somebody might say, oh, my sister's dying, or my son is a doctor in a hospital in Denver and they're treating COVID patients. And I can reach out and touch that person with this energetic vibration of love and in many different ways. and the ability to touch another soul that I may never ever see. They're part of me, you know, we are one, you know, as light, and this ability to reach out and bless so many people in ways I've never, you know, had the opportunity to do is just so beautiful. And it's just amazing when I hear that somebody was passing away and they were afraid and they were scared, and their loved one wanted them to die peacefully, and several people, you know, from a distance, you know, sent their healing blessings, and the death was actually beautiful and peaceful for the family. And it's there's nothing like being able to touch somebody else's heart and support them through whatever darkness they're going through. And it's just been an amazing time for that, I know, in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. I'd like to close our time by reading an attunement card. This is the spirit of pure... Did you want to say something, David?
If I could, Jane, before you do, I would like to bring to mind Sarah and Samuel.
Thank you.
They just found out today that they both tested positive for the coronavirus, and there are others in their family who have as well. And you know, if there's anybody who's going to face that with the spirit of victory, it's them. Just want to be with them and love and the spirit that you just invoked, Catherine. Just let them feel and know that we're with them, and we're in love and support and blessing and sanctification.
Thank you so much, David.
Jane, also in our group, Gary has to, he left early because Bex also was having a difficult time right now with lots of head pain. So I just want to bring it also to our attention, our prayers.
Thank you. I'd like to read the spirit of purification for the world, card number 28. So you can close your eyes if you'd like while I read this prayer, or just stay with me. O source of all life, I come before you to share my hurting heart and the aches of my soul. Please help me understand. Almost everywhere I look, I see so much that seems so wrong with our world. I drive a multi-lane highway through the city and see gray, tired people and decaying buildings. I hear all the personal attack in our political dialogue, and I watch as the beauty of this earth is claimed and then ravaged by greedy people. Then I look at all the great problems the human race is facing: terrorism, war, dissemination of species, and more. And it seems that all our solutions could be too little, too late. How did we get like this? And where do we go from here? I pray for us to regain our kindness, our care for others and for this planet. I pray that as we embrace these elemental expressions of love and compassion, we will reclaim our dignity and honor as human beings and be cleansed of our smallness. So I come to you now, asking for your light that I might see. Help me know what it would mean to be wise and kind. I ask for the radiance of your love so I might fully regain dignity and honor for myself and for the world around me. And in my asking, I realize that these things are already given, only needing to be received. I welcome your spirit of purification so that I might have room to let them in. I release any fear or despair and fill myself with the wisdom and power that is born from you. I am prepared and I am ready to face the issues of this world. For the meditation, cross your hands over your thymus gland at the top of your breastbone and close your eyes. consider a world trend. In the face of it, receive the radiance of love into your heart from above and within. Let it in. Feel the dignity and honor it instills in you. Now release any fear or despair you might feel about this world trend, and let your creative spirit be proudly present. Notice what you perceive in the interchange and how it changes. Continue until you sense the process is complete. Thank you. We are building a vibrational arc. Thank you for doing that together tonight.
Thank you, Jane.
Awesome to all.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night.